It's Gold Centre Victoria, the Wake Up Call. Very apt song, really. Life in the Fast Lane, when we think of hidden history this morning. I love these stories that about people that sort of come from our area and have an impact on the world stage, and yet a lot of people probably haven't even heard of them. And Phil Irving is the guy we're going to talk about this morning with Charles Fay, our history guru on the Wake Up Call. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
So yeah. Phil Irving, yeah, interesting character. Dad in the Western Victoria had a medical practice, and motorbikes was what it was all about for young Phil, but he ended up really on the world stage proper.
Yeah, certainly did. I mean, as a historian of rural Victoria, I find it fascinating because his father was a medical doctor, and if you can imagine, Phil was born in 1903, so when he was growing up, I suppose Western Victoria would have been a very rough sort of place to get around as a medical practitioner, and his father apparently used to drive a car, which would have been a rarity, and several motorbikes to visit all his patients, and there was no sort of servicemen in the area at that stage, so he had to repair his own motorbikes and cars, and Phil learnt the trade at the beginning from his father.
But yeah.
Then went on to Wesley. He was sent as a boarder to Wesley College, but then went to the Melbourne Technical College to study it formally.
And, of course, ended up for a few years in Ballarat, opening a motorcycle shop there, but the old depression hit, and so he picked up his bags and headed OS to England.
Yeah, I find that the trip to OS quite fascinating, because there's apparently a guy who'd been on a sort of world sort of motorcycle trip, a guy called Gill or someone, John Gill, and Phil Irving went from Australia to England as his pinion driver and a rider and mechanic. And you can imagine in the early 1930s, a trip from Australia overland to England, it must have been quite an amazing journey.
I'd be daunted doing that now, let alone in those days, yeah.
Yeah. Very true. And on a motorbike as well, which, yeah, she would have been a bit rough and ready. So I guess fast forward then, and Phil gets to work at some of the... And we were talking before, I know you're not a motorcycle aficionado, Charles, but, you know, you mentioned, like, Vincent's, you mentioned Velocet. These iconic brands are, for somebody like me, they make me start salivating. And you mentioned the Isle of Man TT. And Phil became just the most sought-after engineer for the top brand motorcycles in the world.
Yes, you see, he worked for both Vincent and Velocet, and he worked for them at various times. And I suppose, I mean, you'd know more about it than me, but he sort of made all these improvements to their motorcycles, all sort of technical improvements that made them much faster and much better for racing, I suppose.
Yeah, well, it appears that during that period, it was actually motorcycles where all sort of the real development was going into in terms of racing and that sort of thing, which in itself, as we sort of come, I guess, to the chapter where we will recognise some names in Phil's life, it's interesting that then he was asked by Sir Jack Brabham to design an engine.
Yeah, as a historian, I find that a fascinating story because, I mean, as a young kid in Australia, we all grew up with Jack Brabham being one of our heroes. Well, even for a non-car driving person like myself, one of our heroes. But Jack Brabham asked Phil to design apparently they were changing the rules to the
Grand Prix Formula One, yeah.
Formula One, and Jack Brabham asked him to design a powerful 3-litre V8 engine, which they sort of built from, again, it's outside my technical expertise, but they remodeled an Oldsmobile V8 engine.
Yeah, well, it's outside of my technical aspects too. I mean, I can put petrol in the car and check the tyres, that's about it, but obviously Phil had a bit more nous than you and I, Charles.
Oh, much more. And again, it's also interesting that again, Repco was one of those companies that was sort of big in Australia in the 1950s and 1960s. It was back in the days when Australia actually made things. But I suppose to sort of come to the end of the story, that engine was used by... They started to develop the engine in 1963, and that engine was used by Brabham to win the Formula One Grand Prix in 1966.
Wow.
Which was
quite amazing. Quite amazing. And he did. He totally changed the type of cars, all that sort of stuff. I mean, I could rave on about this for ages, but we're out of time. But a fascinating bloke. Lived till he was 89. He had a long, very busy life, he did. So, Charles, fascinating stuff as we pay homage to Phil Irving. Thanks very much for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. See you, Mark.